The 31st of January, 2013 Good Supervisor Training. Are you looking for good supervisor training? If yes, then the good news is, you have arrived at the correct website. Good supervisor training is important, because the supervisor's role is a difficult role to fill. The supervisor at work tends to be under pressure from all sides. They are often under pressure from their more senior managers. They are under pressure from their team members, who are complaining about the current problematic situation. They are often under pressure from customers complaining about the service. They are under pressure from suppliers, who can't deliver on time. Then they get home late, and are in trouble from their partner, for always coming home tired. Yes indeed, the supervisor's lot is not a happy one. They need support and training. They need the right support and good training. Training gear to help them do what? Good supervisor training will help the individual supervisor to master the skills needed to satisfy the role. These skills are many, but include the following. 1. The ability to set realistic targets that are SMART, SMART. S equals specific, M equals measured, A equals achievable, R equals realistic, T equals time limited. This is important because the supervisor succeeds to the degree to which he, she is able to hit target. If he does hit target, then his boss thinks he is a good supervisor, and if he does not hit target, then he is not. You cannot hit non-existent or indistinct target, therefore a good knowledge of how to set SMART targets is important for supervisors. 2. The ability to communicate clearly without confusion or ambiguity. The target is set by the supervisor, and she must now be able to communicate that target and the plan for how it will be achieved with absolute clarity and accuracy. The supervisor must not use ambiguous, vague, or generalized language. Ambiguous language is language that can properly be interpreted in more than one way. Instructions worded in such a fashion that they may be properly interpreted in more than one way will cause people to misunderstand the instruction and therefore will do the wrong things. The supervisor will find himself continually fighting against the consequences of errors and omissions caused by misunderstood instructions. Many people are too sloppy in their use of words. Many people do, indeed, use ambiguous, vague, and generalized language that can properly be interpreted in many ways. And therefore, too many supervisors do spend their days continually fighting against the consequences of errors and omissions caused by their misunderstood instructions. Therefore, training on how to be more clear and accurate in their use of language when giving instructions forms part of good supervisor training. 3. Planning and delegating tasks. A supervisor must set and communicate SMART goals. He, she must also be able to plan how the target will be achieved, by what means. The supervisor must allocate and delegate the right task to the right person, in the right way. Failure to delegate properly will cause the supervisor to fail. Failure to plan ahead properly will also cause the supervisor to fail. Therefore, specific training on planning always forms part of good supervisor training. And specific training on delegating tasks in the proper manner also forms part of a good supervisor training. 4. Conflict management. We have already noted that the supervisor is under pressure from all sides, from the boss, from colleagues, from customers, from suppliers. Consequently, the supervisor finds himself or herself in conflict situations with people who are upset and angry. The supervisor himself may be upset and angry. Conflicts are not resolved very quickly when both parties are speaking in anger or upset states. Conflicts are resolved quickly only when at least one of the conflicting parties can remain objective and calm. Therefore, supervisor training includes specific training in how to manage conflict in an objective, calm, and professional manner. 5. Self-motivation skills. Again, because the supervisor is under pressure from all sides, they must be able to motivate themselves, especially during tough times. The supervisor must be able to motivate the team, see below notes, but who is going to motivate the supervisors? Answer. Nobody will ride to the rescue and give strength and motivational energy to the supervisors. They must learn to self-motivate, self-inspire, and give to themselves the confidence they need. Motivation from the inside. Self-motivation skills, therefore, formed part of the good supervisor training course. 6. Leading the team. So far we have the good supervisor course covering the following themes: smart targets, clear instructions, good planning skills, delegation skills, handling difficult people skills, self-motivation and self-confidence skills. If the supervisor has all these skills, then he, she is in a good position to lead the team. Leading the team means combining all the above facets and encouraging the team to act together as a coordinated union of people who will formulate and enact detailed plans of action that will achieve the target within the time frame allotted for its completion. The team spirit is high, and the team is a cohesive and friendly group, goal-focused, effective, and happy. So all good supervisor training includes instruction on how to induce a productive work atmosphere in the group. If you are looking for good supervisor training, then you need to find a course that covers the following topics: setting smart targets, giving clear instructions, good planning skills, delegation skills, handling difficult people skills, self-motivation and self-confidence skills, inspiring a productive and positive atmosphere in the team. If you agree with this list, then you may want to attend our 2-day manager course listed above. This course is the ideal choice for supervisor training, as it covers every one of the themes we listed above. Thank you.